Hello, I'm Hilary Davidson, Curator of Fashion and Decorative Arts at the Museum of London, and I'm here with a selection of four shoes related to Shakespeare, which are going on a small display at the Museum of London Docklands. And the first one is the oldest one that brings us back to the time of Shakespeare. It's a leather shoe that was excavated at the site of the Rose Theatre in Southwark. And it's a small, quite brown now from being in the earth, slip-on shoe that's pinked, so it's cut and slashed in decorative patterns. It's quite squashed now. It's been perhaps discarded, perhaps been slipped behind the boards. It's very well worn, with a hole in the toe to cut an uncomfortable toe or a bunion. So it. You know, who knows? Shakespeare may have seen this shoe, but it certainly comes from the theatre which is associated with Shakespeare. And then the other shoes that we have on display are all 19th century, but they were worn by the Shakespearean greats of their day, carrying on the living legacy that began in London for the world with the Rose Theatre and the works of Shakespeare. The first one I've got here is a kind of an O'Donnell, very long imitation Elizabethan shoe that was worn by Sir Henry Irving as Benedick in Much Ado About Nothing in 1882, accompanied by the lovely Ellen Terry. And it's very long and thin. Irving had very distinctive feet. We can recognise them at a glance now. And it's beautiful. It's got leather and silk details on it, but it's also got a wonderful kind of quite crude repair at the toe, linking in with the wear of shoes that we can see in the earlier 16th century piece. The third shoe is a red silk ankle boot which was worn by the actor-manager Samuel Phelps in 1878 for his last performance as Cardinal Wolsey in Henry VIII. And this was his most famous role, and the costume is what he chose to be painted in for his portrait for the Garrick Club. It's very much of the style of the day in the 1860s, but also looks at the kind of the new historicity when people were trying to do more historically accurate costuming. And the final boot, which is my favourite, was worn by the Irish actor Edmund Kean in his absolutely most famous part as Richard III, carrying on from Garrick, and he kind of continued that legacy. And he played Richard III for about 15 years, both in England and America. And this sort of tan boot, well worn, with a lovely red kid turnover and a gilt tassel, is just one part of his Richard III costume, and really has seen a lot of wear and kind of contains something of the energy of the actor in it. So all of these shoes, I think, represent how Shakespeare's influence and keeps influencing people, but it's not just about the words, it's how they're brought to life and experiencing history